Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
How you doing on this Football Monday? Happy to have you with us. We've got a preseason game to talk about, the one in the books that took place Saturday night. The Browns traveling to the Detroit Lions. We'll give our analysis and breakdown of that. We got a pretty stacked show for this Monday, and we're going to start it off in just a minute or two with a conversation with one of the players who stood out in that game. Rookie wide receiver return man Taylor Gabriel is with us in studio. We'll get to him momentarily. We also want to tell you that Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, will join us at 2 p.m. We're also going to hear from Gerard Cherry, as we always do on Mondays, the three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ. But without further ado, because he is here and ready to go, Taylor Gabriel. First of all, Taylor, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, hang on a second. We got to make sure you're – now we welcome you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this, your first experience as an NFL player. I know just before we got on the air, you were – and I want you to tell us that again, just how it felt to you for the first time in your life to be out there in an NFL game.
At first it felt more of a – like I was watching a movie at first. It's being in the NFL and playing in the NFL, it's been a dream of mine for a long time, but I was just blessed to be there, man. Blessed to be a Cleveland Brown. So I was excited. I'm still excited. So
Taylor Gabriel, 3 catches, 32 yards in the preseason opener. Also had a kick return for 19 yards, 2 punt returns for 32 yards, and your first ever career tackle at any level in football on special teams. For those listeners who don't know a lot about you, kind of give your background, coming from Abilene Christian and how you ended up to this point and playing, obviously, very well on Saturday for the Browns.
I came here on a tryout basis through the rookie minicamp. Made it through the tryout, and then ever since then I've just been grinding and getting in the playbook, getting advice from the older dudes, and just learning the ins and out of how to play like a Brown, and just wanted to go out there and do my best. And but the most, like, the highlight part is just being out there with the team, man, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
And you certainly have flashed a lot of ability. Just looking at you on the field in your pads, number 18. A lot of similarities to that guy, number 16, right next to you, Andrew Hawkins. I know you guys have developed a very good relationship.
Oh, yeah. He's showed me just how to be a pro, man, just leading me every day and giving me good advice on kickoff, being a gunner, tackling. That was the most thing that we talked about after the game was just my tackle. So – more important, making sure that I'm honed in throughout the day. And, man, he's a good dude.
Taylor, you've really shown, I think, since the start, and let's go back to even the offseason workouts. You were making an impression then, but I think certainly since the start of training camp that you belong here, that you're someone that has to and merits a close look. You were targeted 7 times in this game. You had the 3 catches for 32, but overall, it looks like in a wide open position, a position where there's a lot of competition, that you're in the mix. Do you feel like you've got yourself a pretty good chance here to stick with this team and make it as a receiver?
Yeah, I would hope so. And again, I would just say, I have a long way from being the receiver that I want to be in receiver, but honing in, getting in in my playbook, being consistent. Running routes, but I'm just happy to be here and blessed to even be up here with you guys and blessed to be in this situation.
What's your fastest 40 time?
My fastest 40 at my pro day, I ran 4.27.
That's blazing, folks. Speed kills. Talking with undrafted free agent rookie wide receiver number 18, Taylor Gabriel. Now, and Taylor, I notice you've developed some nice chemistry with Johnny Manziel, who you played with a lot against the Lions. How is that going? And you know, kind of what are you guys feeling like you're on the same page?
Yeah, I feel like we're on the same page. Just him, man. Him being a leader in a huddle and just guiding us through those few series. So I just I give it to Johnny, man. Just the throws that he's putting on me and accuracy. He's a good quarterback.
If you're gonna make this team, of course, besides being a receiver, you've got to be effective on special teams, and you've had that opportunity. You had that opportunity. Saturday night, the 2 punt returns for 32 yards. It's a 16-yard average. Obviously, you had a long of 17, and then you had the kickoff return for 19 yards. And obviously this team, it's Travis Benjamin's job to lose, and essentially Travis Benjamin is going to be kind of kept for safekeeping because he's coming back from that knee surgery that he had. But as you look at it, you talked about the tackle you had as well. Do you see yourself making kind of an impact in that special teams area enough that because that will be the thing that's going to keep you on this team?
Yeah, I feel like special teams, I feel like that I can make a big impact on special teams. I know Travis, he has the throne right now, but at the same time, I just feel like that I could be an insurance to Travis or whatever. I'd be a gunner, I'd be the cornerback. I feel like anything on special teams that I can do, but I tell you again, like the highlight of my day was making that tackle.
Why? I mean, talk about, you know, walk us through it.
It was just the adrenaline of it, just making a tackle, man, just running down there and just making a play for the Browns and for my teammates. So I just felt good about it.
Did you think you're going to be out there making tackles? Is that, you know, when you thought about when you said when you were going into Detroit, you're on the bus ride and you're going heading to the stadium, you're thinking through your mind, all right, I want to make some plays as a receiver, some plays, you know, return, and then where was go out there and make a tackle? Where was that on your mind?
I think that was the top of my list. I wanted to go out there and make a tackle, man. I wanted more than one tackle, but I mean, I came out with one tackle, so I'm feeling pretty good.
What did Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, talk with you about after the game?
Just hone in on the things that I could get better on, and just be consistent and just keep grinding.
Because this team has had its share of good gunners. I mean, a guy like Buster Skrine has done it in the past. Johnson Batamosi, one of the very best. And, I mean, I think they've been acknowledged as some of the better gunners around the league. So you got some good examples
to
look at here.
Of course. Just looking at their film and just trying to get every bits and piece of anything from them guys. I mean, it's a blessing, and Hawkins as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I got a good group of guys around me, so.
A lot of rookies on this team already are making impacts. Yourself, Terrence West, Joel Bitonio, Kirksey, Pierre Desir, Justin Gilbert. Has there been some type of a bond formed amongst this rookie group? Because there are quite a few of you here in Canada.
Yeah, it is. It's a bond between just the whole team, not just the rookies. I mean, when you say like play like a Brown and be a Brown, I mean, it's a family, man. I really feel like this is home, and just the guys that around me are nothing but positive. So, I mean, I love it here, and I love the people that's here that's in the locker room. So,
and when you look at the whole kind of NFL experience and what it's about for a guy who comes in like you trying to make it as an undrafted guy, do you feel that it's a steeper mountain to climb, or once you're in uniform versus, again, where the team has an investment in a draft pick and a player, do you feel that, hey, they're a little more privileged than me because somebody invested a draft pick in them, and me, they just signed me as an undrafted free agent?
I mean, I don't really look at it that way because just competition-wise, I mean, you always want the best guy out there on the field. But at the same time, I feel like me just being a little guy, I mean, all my life I've had to just climb over a steeper mountain than someone else. So, I mean, I don't think that's the case. I think it's, I mean, whoever the best person is going to play.
And not being the tallest of guys, and we see this with Andrew Hawkins, especially in the receiving game, that can be a huge advantage. I mean, besides the fact that you have that speed, but also you can kind of get around and under people. I mean, right? You use that to your advantage.
Yeah, of course. My quickness, and also I can have long speed as well. So being a quick guy, being in at the slide, and also I can be outside and use that long speed. So I can use both of those to my advantage.
What are your favorite routes to run? Because I've noticed you have a lot of success on the deep dig, and you like that backside kind of skinny post off the play action that you and Johnny hooked up for 14 yards in the game.
I mean, I don't think there's a certain route. I love running routes.
So, love routes to get you open and get you the ball, right?
Exactly. That's the route I love to run.
Is there another, you know, receiver or, and even if he's not of the similar stature, anybody that you've kind of looked at and followed coming up through the ranks as a football player and say, hey, I kind of like some of the stuff this guy does and I want to incorporate that in my game?
I would say the crazy thing would be is, before I got here would be Andrew Hawkins. Like, I told him, like, I would look at his YouTube tapes of one-on-ones. And
they're
just,
pretty sweet.
Yeah. And, like, just to be here sitting next to the dude and just him leading me and guiding me, like, it's crazy.
So when you were watching those YouTube tapes of him in a Bengals uniform, yeah, you never envisioned that you guys were going to be teammates.
I would never envision I would have ever met Andrew Hawkins.
That's so cool.
Do you find that at this point in training camp, you know, you like you said, you were an invitee to the rookie mini camp. You got it. They got an offer there. Go through training camp, mini camp and the OTAs. I know you're a little bit banged up there. And then now you're here in training camp. Does it even seem like you're, you know, an undrafted free agent anymore? Do you feel that at this point it's all about what you can do on the field and people don't even look at you kind of through that lens anymore?
Yeah, I feel like it's just what I can do on the field and what I can do to help this team. And, I mean, just like I said, making a tackle, I feel like I can do anything.
And as Ray Farmer's walking by the studio trying to certainly get your attention and maybe throw you off a little bit. Yeah, he's making his commentary. But Monday night, you, of course, game number two at Washington. What do you – I know it's up to the coaches in terms of how they use you, but what do you want to accomplish? What do you want to show Taylor in that game?
Right now, yeah, I'm focused on the game, but at the same time, I just want to take it day by day. I want to focus on the things that I messed up on today, being consistent throughout routes. So I just want to correct the things that I messed up on today and fix that and go out there and be 100% tomorrow. So
plus, let everybody know in the country what Taylor Gabriel's all about with the lights on bright Monday Night Football, ESPN.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind doing that. So.
Is that? I mean, in your mind, I know it's easy to talk about now until you stand out, until you're out there. But the reality, and yeah, even though it's a preseason game, it is nationally televised. It is going to have a lot of eyeballs. There's going to be a lot more excitement for that game, especially because Johnny Manziel is there, and the national media is all into it. Is that? As you think about it, is that something that you think you're going to be a little nervous about, or just take it in stride?
I haven't really just thought about it. I don't think that I would be, like, nervous about, because, I mean, it's football. It's football, and I've been doing it all my life. So I think I'll be all right.
All right.
What's the wide receiver room like? Because it is kind of an interesting mix of guys. You've got, you know, Pro Bowler Josh Gordon. You got a guy who's a two-time Pro Bowler in Miles Austin, a couple old vets in Nate Burleson and Anthony Armstrong, and then really a lot of young guys.
I mean, it's real relaxed. By having those older guys, you have you have more than just one coach in there. I feel like you can have like Nate, he'll be coaching one person, and you have Miles in there helping someone else out, and also the coach Mike, he can be helping the whole room out. Like, it's just those older guys, just the things that they the nitpick things that they pick on, like the route running, the being consistent. I mean, it's crazy. So,
have you and Travis Benjamin had a race yet? Who is the fastest guy in the wide receiver room?
I always tell Trav this. I feel like I'll get Trav in a 40-yard dash, but he'll get me past the 40.
Okay. So quick out of the gate, but he's going to turn it
he's
on.
He's got the long for the long
exactly.
Stride.
Okay. Exactly.
I like it.
That's great. And look, it's focus on football, and everything is pretty consumed here in camp with learning. Or if you're not out on the field, you're in meetings, you're studying, you're this and that. But you got to have a chance to at least experience a little bit about what Cleveland's about. Give me some of your thoughts on just being part of this community as much as you've been able to since you've been here.
I went downtown Cleveland, and just the vibe of it. I mean, the people here. I mean, they're great people and very welcoming people. I think I went out downtown one time and I seen like a few fans or whatever, and they was just so just into it, just the Cleveland Browns, just the new
all
era.
In.
Yeah, the new era of just being just all into what this team has in store for this year. So
that had to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it was a real good feeling.
Good stuff.
It's a passionate fan base. Yeah. You will learn that as you already are. Yes, indeed.
Taylor, we appreciate you
absolutely.
Coming up here, and we wish
great
you
story.
Nothing but the best, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again.
All right.
That's right.
Thank
Shine
you.
With the lights on bright Monday night, my man.
Taylor Gabriel, rookie wide receiver for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, just getting it started on a football Monday. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.